This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
At 11 tonight, London time, the UK formally leaves the European Union. But the pudding isn't fully cooked here. The UK now faces months of hectic negotiation and some stark choices over its new trade relationship with the EU and with the US. From our European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Big Ben won't mark the occasion. The famous bell's out of action due to restoration work. A pity, says arch-Brexiteer and lawmaker Marc Francois. Tonight sees a truly momentous event in the life of the United Kingdom.
We will take back control of our laws, of our money, of our borders, and we will then become an independent nation once again.
20,000 revellers are expected at a rally in London's Parliament Square tonight. There will be parties around the country too. Francois will celebrate well into tomorrow morning.
I'm not going to go to bed. I'm going to stay up and watch the sunrise on a free country. First light's about 07:40.
No sign of revelry yet here in Parliament Square. Just a small unhappy group of anti-Brexit protesters, among them Simon Wilkes and Ruth Fryer.
How are you going to be marking Brexit Day? You won't be celebrating.
Oh, you won't be. I'll be going to bed early, I think.
It is absolute madness for a nation that was one part of the biggest trading group in the world to turn their back on that.
Britain faces a stark choice as it embarks on parallel trade talks with the EU and with the US. Alistair Carmichael, a lawmaker with the pro-EU Liberal Democrat Party, says Britain sells more than 40% of its exports to Europe. It's obvious which way it should go.
We have to stay as close as possible in our alignment to our European neighbours, who will remain the most important trading partners that we will have.
But Brexiteers like Victoria Hewson of the Institute of Economic Affairs see the EU as a protectionist bloc. She'd rather Britain broke free, loosened up, forged a more open trade relationship with America, and veered well away from EU rules and regulations. Just what the EU doesn't want.
They very much fear that if they don't lock us in, Britain will become more competitive right on their doorstep. So I say, brilliant, that's exactly what we wanted.
So maybe, if push comes to shove, the Brits will have to decide which way to jump, towards Europe or the US. The question I put to random passers-by, James Dakin, Mick Orshon and Stuart Bell.
The US or Europe?
Europe. Trade will be a lot easier with our closest neighbours.
Can I ask you, Europe or America?
America.
Why?
Because I'm fed up with Europe.
The US or Europe?
The US.
Why?
At least we know the Americans are on our side.
Still divided over Brexit, Britain now faces a daunting deadline. It's committed to forging a free trade deal with the EU by the end of this year. Just 11 months to hammer out its new relationship with Europe and with the US. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.